Let's say you want to use Microsoft Windows. Let's say you don't want to pay for it. Well, you're in luck. There are pirated versions out there, and now Microsoft may help you use that software legally. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now to explain what this is all about. And Bob, what is this all about?
Well, in a word, money. The big software company won't or can't put an exact figure on the losses it suffers because of pirated copies, but it does reckon that it's in the billions of dollars over the past 10 years, and Windows, of course, is the flagship product. So sometime around the middle of the year, Microsoft plans to require customers to verify that their copy of Windows has a genuine serial number before they can access the website where the company posts updates to its software. Actually, the company has been testing a website that checks whether a particular version of Windows is legitimate, and those checks have been voluntary up to now, but they'll become mandatory, and the update pages will be locked down sometime around the middle of the year. This is actually going to start even earlier in some places where Microsoft believes it faces the most serious piracy problems. Starting February 7th, computer users in three countries, China, Norway, and the Czech Republic, will have to pass the mandatory test. Now, we should note, though, that as you alluded to, this is for the patches that computer users can download manually. The automatic method of updating Windows won't be affected.
So even if somebody is running a pirated version of Windows, they'll still be able to get the software fixes?
Well, at least for now, Microsoft says users who have pirated copies will be able to get the security fixes if they sign up to automatically receive the security updates that are automatically downloaded through Windows. Now, some analysts expect even that avenue for updates will eventually be cut off for pirated copies because, after all, Microsoft wants the money.
And obviously it could mean more money for Microsoft, but any downside to this?
Well, some security experts are worried that the crackdown could also increase internet security problems in general, all across the World Wide Web, if you will. If there's a spike in unsecured computers open to attack around the world, then those computers could be used to attack other computers, and that could create a problem. The director of the effort for Microsoft says that the company's going to be monitoring that potential problem very closely, but it actually considers this authentication requirement one possible way to boost internet security, considering the idea that it may increase the threats. Well, people will want to get legitimate copies instead of pirated copies, and therefore it should help secure the World Wide Web. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at where things stand a month after the devastating tsunamis in southern Asia.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.